Fast Teddy Williams.
Fast Teddy Williams? It's Fast Teddy Williams. I think he ran a 9.900. I think he can move. You know, we had him on the practice squad in Dallas when I was there. And then he's knocked around since. You know, he's gone to Indianapolis and he's gone to Arizona. And he was one of those guys that showed up on tape. And, you know, I don't know that Phil ever sleeps because he keeps bringing guys in and keeps watching them and always in a position to replace them. So he's working at it, that's for sure. Our personnel guys do a great job.
That process for you, we saw you out there last couple of weeks catching balls with Rashad Ross and get him on the jugs machine and everything. To put in that type of work and investment for a guy who's now no longer here, what's this process been like for you as you guys continue to invest and then turn over that position?
I think I said it a few weeks ago. I think that's what coaching is. I mean, you're trying – I mean, probably some of the most rewarding coaching jobs you do are when you get players to play better than they are supposed to. I mean, there's no question that when you get out there and you play with good players, that you should be good, you know? And these kids are getting younger and they're getting better as they go, and they're working at it. To me, that's going to be, I hope at the end of the year, I'm encouraged as I am right now because it's been fun to work with them, to be honest with you. And that may sound cliche or whatever. I really don't care how it sounds. It's the truth. I mean, that's what you coach for, is to get guys better.
Joe, with that in mind, the whole process of replacing Devin, I think, obviously has been more problematic than I think maybe you anticipated. Were there misjudgments? I mean, how difficult has this been, you know, to kind of go through this and where you're still trying to find a returner? I mean, is that much more than you thought? You know, the bigger deal than you thought?
Yeah, sure. Do we think that we had it? We thought we had some options that were going to be taken care of during training camp. I mean, that's really what we anticipated. Unfortunately, injuries, some other things came up. So, yeah, has it been a little frustrating? Sure, it's been frustrating. But, you know, it's part of the job. It's what you got to do, and you got to keep cranking through it, and you have to make decisions based on what's best for your team.
Do you see Teddy getting an opportunity on Sunday, or do you want to wait?
We got to see how the actives work out. You know, we're still working through that process as it goes. He just practiced today. In fact, he just came in. I don't even know. I know he didn't go in my meeting. So he was out there on the practice field working and getting some work in then. So we'll go through that process as it goes on.
Joe, is there something about Chris Williams that makes him more ready for an opportunity to return kicks than he was maybe in the preseason when you were looking at other guys before him?
I think his health, first of all, that's the first thing. And then second of all, he's been around it now for a while. He's caught more balls. He's knows what we're trying to do, what the system is, all those type of things. So, you know, hopefully we get some opportunities. This guy on kickoffs, I believe he's got 18 kickoffs and he's got 15 touchbacks. So it's not a huge week for kickoff return. He's probably top five, definitely strongest kickoff guys in the league.
Bill, is it just kind of the way it's going that the guy like Matt Dixon who makes plays 1 week and gets hurt the next? I mean, how is he? And is it just, if you ever get a feeling like, what else, you know, what am I doing wrong?
What am I doing wrong? Wow.
Well, I mean,
no, I got you. I know what you're saying. Yeah. No, I haven't had that feeling yet as far as what am I doing wrong, because hopefully I'm good husband, good father, good coach, and do things right, you know. But I think that you just have to keep working at it as much as you can and just try to – the guys that come up, you got to get them coached up as quick as possible. A couple weeks ago, nobody knew who Ahmad Dixon was, and he had a great Monday night game. So we just got to keep working with them and just keep coaching them, and knowing that our personnel guys are helping us out as much as they can, giving us players to work with, and that's positive.
Is it a challenge working with different returners each week as far as timing with the blockers in front of them and their reads? Like, what does that do for you as a coach?
Yes, it is challenging. No question. It is. It's just the same thing that we talked about, I think, last week. It's just you got to keep trying to work on timing, work on, you know, all the things that go into a good return. And we'll keep getting that. We'll keep working at it. You know, I mean, we're at a good juncture right now, and I think our guys, if you look at it, they've improved so much in the coverage game that hopefully the same things start to happen in the return game. And I think they will because of their attitude and how hard they work.
Why was that kick block successful?
Willie Young did a great job of getting up. We came close all day, And our guys have been giving great effort on that team. I mean, we've come close several times already, so great effort is usually what happens on that particular play, and he did it on that one.
Is his length unique in terms of the way you can use him on that particular, you know, block? Or
there's not many that get up in the air like he do and that he did in the middle of the field. I mean, that just doesn't happen very often. You know, you see a lot of kids in college doing those jumps behind the line, and it doesn't work very often, but Willie's got good timing, and he's done it before, so I'm glad to have him, that's for sure. Hopefully we can get some more.
Has anyone figured out what Bostic did wrong at the actual infraction?
Yeah, that play was that play's turned in, and we'll see what the league's reaction is to it. You know, we have communications with Dean Blandino on plays like that, so we'll find out as we go and see what happens. No, he won't get the 4 points back, that's for sure. But, you know, that's they got a tough job. So, you know, they got to – how they see it is how they got to call it. So we just got to keep working to get that as good as it can be anyway.
But it's fair to say that your evaluation of what John did on that play is
– Yeah, it's a fair evaluation to say that we sent it into the league and we're going to find out what they say. So
you're just waiting for an explanation. They review it and let you know what it is that they may or may not have seen.
Yeah, again, we're sending in the league, and we're just going to find out and see what they say from there.
Would Donald feel lonely the other day?
Yeah. I mean, that's I've been involved in a couple of those games where we didn't punt against Dallas and we won, and it's happened a couple times in my career where we've won every time. I've never not punted, and not won. That's the thing. I mean, usually that's a great sign, and unfortunately, it just didn't work out the other day. I don't know. I hope not. If he was, it wasn't for punting, that's for sure.
On the onside's kick, the ball looked like it bounces up and hits Cornelius as he's running through there. Is that his responsibility, that he's moving forward and blocking and you're bringing the guy in behind him like Danny? Or?
I mean, we don't want to talk about what exactly should happen on that. I can tell you that there was a couple parts of that play that we'd like to have back. One of them's not the call, by the way. I mean, I thought it was a great call by Mark. I thought it was the right situation to do it in. You know, I saw a couple people that had different opinions, and they can have those opinions because they're wrong. It was a great time to do it. It cost us 18 yards of field position. That's it. And we had a chance to get another possession from him, which that's what it's all about against a guy like that. You want to keep Rodgers on the sideline somehow. And I thought it was well-timed, and I thought Coach made a good call on it. I mean, again, there's several aspects of that play that we'd like to have back. You know, I mean, we still had a chance at it, and you know, we got to keep looking at those things as we go.
But that was something you guys had kind of planned for going into the game. That was part of the game plan for you.
I mean, all those things are, you know, every week we're going to have plans to go into the game with certain plays. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is, and sometimes they have a chance of getting called, and sometimes they don't.